proclamation number 8316 dated the November 1st, 1962. The messengers along the path of ascent. I would always place my will into your heart if only you appealed to me for guidance as to what you should do. Then I will know that you endeavor to fulfill my will at all times and truly, you will not make any wrong decisions. I take care of every single person because everyone needs strength for his path of ascent. Yet anyone willing to take this path of ascent must also pay attention to advice as well as the messengers standing by the wayside. For time and again roads branch off from the right path which lead towards the abyss, which must be cautioned against. And precisely these wrong paths are so very enticing at first. They are visually so vivid, so attractive, that the human being will easily be inclined to take them in the hope of ever greater delights. Yet they lead into the darkest undergrowth from which the traveler can no longer free himself and has to appeal for help. This is why I say to you, pay attention to the messengers by the wayside, who know the right path and whom I myself send to meet the pilgrims. So that they won't walk without a guide and go astray. And don't grumble if the path leads uphill or becomes harder to surmount. The strength for this will always flow to you, and your will, too, can increase in strength at any time if only you sincerely appeal to me for more strength, for this request will truly be granted to you. Because I yearn for your return and on my part will do everything to draw you to my heart before long, which has longed for you ever since your apostasy from me. Your earthly process is full of all kinds of temptations. For my adversary wants to keep you for himself, and he will only ever show you the commodities of this world. You will see a broad, acceptable, exceptionally pleasant road ahead of you promising you the most beautiful girl, which you would take without hesitation if you were not constantly warned by my messengers who are instructed by me to guide you such that you will find the right path and leave the broad road. Time and again these messengers call out that you are taking the wrong direction, that you should turn around and take the right path if you want to reach the girl, if you at the end of your pilgrimage on this earth, want to reach your Father's house which truly will provide you with all glories, which will compensate you abundantly for the joys you forego if you choose the narrow path that leads to this magnificent goal. So listen to these messengers, believe that they are sent to meet you by me, your Father of Eternity, because I love you and want to enable your final return to me. Don't be alarmed by apparent obstacles for they are easily overcome if only you hand yourselves over to your guides who will safely lead you past cliffs and ravines, and then the path will appear to get gradually easier the closer you are to the goal. For I want to guide you myself, and with me you truly will overcome all difficulties, with me even the steepest path will be easy for you. For you will receive an uninterrupted flow of strength from me as soon as you entrust yourselves to me, and you will approach lucid heights and no longer desire to descend. But you will never be able to reach this goal using the broad road which you travel at the start and which certainly promises you much but irrevocably leads into the abyss, from which you are supposed to work your way up to the pinnacle after all. And even if you cannot decide for a long time to leave this broad road, time and again you will recognize byways and again my messengers will call out to you to take these paths in order to reach the goal on account of which you live on earth. For I do not stop pursuing you, and I always approach you myself and these messengers and speak to you through them because I don't want you to go astray and for the sake of trivial joys forfeit your eternal life which, however, can only be attained if you turn away from the broad road that my adversary has furnished with the most beautiful images and equipped with deceptive lights. Nevertheless, They do not shed any light because he wants to lead you towards the abyss again. From where my love had helped you rise until your existence as a human being. But now you must cover your final path yourselves in free will. For which I indeed offer you my help again, which you only need to accept. Amen.